Hi to everybody. Thank you for making the time to click on our Facebook page here at CMA Bikers Church Vaal to listen to this word of encouragement. This is going to be the way that we're going to be speaking to each other and sharing the word of God with each other for several weeks to come. So we trust that you will enjoy it and that God will meet you at your place of need, and that in spite of the fact that we're using social media, that the Spirit of God will touch you where you are and encourage you and fill you with exactly what you need to get through this difficult time. Before we go any further, let's just pray together, shall we? Dear God and Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning in the precious name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for the privilege of being able to get together in your name across this platform. We thank you, Lord God, that you know the circumstances in which every one of your people find themselves the world over. We thank you, Lord God, that you're not limited and restricted by buildings, and that, Spirit of God, you can touch us and meet us at our point of need. And that is indeed our prayer this morning, Lord God, that we can have sweet fellowship with you. I thank you, Lord God, that you're watching over your word to perform it, and that it will achieve the purposes for which you send it forth. And we submit ourselves to your Lordship this morning, and myself too, Lord God. I acknowledge my complete and absolute dependency upon you, and I ask that you move beyond the limitations of my speech, and that you touch your children, Lord God, and that you give us the bread of life and living water, our daily bread for today. And we thank you for this in Jesus' precious name. And all God's people said, Amen. Well, it's different circumstances for us all, folks. I'm not usually used to staring at a little green dot on the screen of my computer, but be that as it may, I trust that God is going to meet you at your point of need, and you're going to get something special out of this time of fellowship that we have with each other. I've entitled this message, It Is Well With My Soul. And in preparation for today's word of encouragement with you, I was reminded of a very old hymn that's written by a guy called Horatio Spafford. And what makes this unique is that the time that he wrote this hymn was during a very difficult and trying time in his life. He had experienced major financial loss. He had properties invested which were destroyed in what was known at the time as the Great Chicago Fire. He'd experienced the loss of a four-year-old son. And to top it all off, he lost all four of his daughters in a tragic accident at sea when the vessel they were on crashed into another vessel, and only his wife survived. And she ended up sending him a telegram which said, saved alone. And he wrote this hymn, It Is Well With My Soul, at that time. Now, I don't know about you folks, but I doubt that I would even come close to thinking of a song like this to say, It is well with my soul in the light of such tragedy. And Horatio Spafford experienced that. And I submit to you that the reason being is he had a revelation and understanding that regardless of the circumstances outside, he knew that this tragedy that he had faced couldn't touch his soul. And that's my encouragement to you this morning. As we look at God's word together, we can say that it is well with my soul. And I've divided this message up into three parts, namely God's love for you, number one, God's plan for you, number two, and God's plan through you. And when we remind ourselves of God's word, we'll get ourselves to a place where we can say, it is well with my soul. I'm going to be reading from the New Living Translation, second edition of the scriptures this morning. So I want to encourage you, if you've got your Bibles, follow with me, or your electronic versions on your cell phones or tablets or laptops, whatever the case may be. In 3 John 2, it says, Dear friend, I hope all is well with you, and that you are as healthy in body as you are strong in spirit. And that is our sincere prayer for you as the family of CMA and Bikers Church across the country. We pray that you are well in body, soul, and spirit. And if not, you can take encouragement from God's word this morning. Through these difficult times, we find ourselves in different circumstances. Please know that God is able to deliver us out of anything and everything, including COVID-19. Regardless of the challenges that you face, God is bigger than all of that and can and will and wants to get you through this on the other side. The scripture says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 16, and says, That is why we never give up. Though our bodies are dying, our spirits are being renewed every day. And that's an encouragement. We never give up. It is worthwhile enduring and persevering till the end. Why? Because God has a plan and a purpose for our lives. And while nobody wants to die from this disease, the fact is that our body starts nearing the day of our death from the moment that we're born. But the good news for a child of God is that we know the scripture promises that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And, you know, we're not looking forward to suffering, but the reality is that this is something that many, many people are facing in the world today. And during this time of 21-day lockdown, we have a unique opportunity to become more intimate with the Lord than ever before. We have a unique opportunity to share the life and love of Jesus with people in a way that we have never done before. And whatever it takes, my encouragement to you is that you make the time to hear, listen, and respond to the Word of God. Look for the ways in which He wants to communicate with you intimately during this time of isolation and separation from the normal busyness of our lives. And what makes it unique is that there's a nationwide restriction on our movement, which affords us an opportunity to be particularly still and quiet in our minds and in our souls as we allow God to do a special work in our lives. And the president initially declared at the beginning of this week that this lockdown is for a 21-day period. But the reality of it, folks, is that it could last for much longer. So my encouragement to you is do not set a time limit on it, but you just open yourself up to however long God wants to take to do something unique and special in your life. And people have said that churches have closed down. Well, the reality is that buildings are no longer in use now, and buildings have closed down. But the Church of Jesus Christ is alive and well, and most certainly has not closed down at all, because you, sons and daughters of the Most High God, is the Church of Jesus Christ, and we haven't closed down. So my encouragement is that you, as you listen to this together with us this morning, is that you open your spirit to what God has to say, so that we can also get to a place in our lives where we can say, it is well with my soul. The best thing that we can do during this time is to remind ourselves of the promises of God's word. And by God's grace, that's what I'd like to do with you this morning, is remind you of God's promises in His word for you. And I've divided this message up into three parts, namely God's love for you, God's plan for you, and God's plan through you. And the first point I'd like to bring home this morning is that God loves you. You might have heard that so many times in your life that you think, well, you know, could you not have come up with something more original, Mars? But I believe we cannot downplay it, especially during a time like this, that God loves you. Yes, you that's listening to this and watching this right now. God loves you with an unconditional love. The first point is that God loves you. Romans chapter 8, verse 37 to 39 reads as follows. And now, despite all these things, what things? COVID-19. Despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loved us. And I'm convinced that nothing can separate us from God's love, neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor demons, neither our fears for today, nor our worries about tomorrow. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below. Indeed, nothing in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord. So we need to remind ourselves at this time, precious family, that God loves us. Let's bring it closer to home, shall we? God loves you. Right there where you're seated, say to yourself, God loves me. Remind yourself of the truth of God's love for you, and you'll be able to say, it is well with my soul. The second point is that God has a plan for you. Regardless of how you came to be confined or your movement restricted to where you are today, God's plan for you is bigger than all of that and far-reaching beyond our wildest dreams and imaginations. People often ask, as a pastor, say, Mozzie, you know, I just want to know, what is God's plan for my life? Well, God's plan for your life, as we stick to the book of Romans, is clearly illustrated to us. In Romans 8, verse 29, it says, for God knew his people in advance. That's us, his redeemed sons and daughters, the Church of Jesus Christ. God knew his people in advance. In advance of what? Before anything was created, before anything was spoken into existence, he had a plan and a purpose for us. He knew it in advance, and he chose them, that's us, to become like his son, so that his son would be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And folks, that's it. It is as simple and as profound as that. God's plan is for us to become like Jesus. And we have an incredible opportunity through this difficult time to come out as greater men and women of God than we have ever been before. During this difficult time, I'm reminded of the three boys in the book of Daniel chapter 3, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that were thrown into a fiery furnace because they refused to bow their knee to King Nebuchadnezzar. He made a decree and a demand that everybody bows their knee to him. And these boys refused. And as a result, they were thrown into the fire. And if you read the scripture, I don't know whether you believe that they met God in the fire or Jesus in the fire or an angel in the fire, but the fact remains is that they experienced divine intervention in their lives. And they were rescued from that fire. And the scripture teaches that they came out and their clothing didn't even smell like it had been close to burning embers or charcoal or burning wood. They came out different. And I guarantee you that those boys' lives were never the same again. And if we allow him to move in our lives, God will by his spirit do a work in our lives, folks, that we've never experienced before. If we allow ourselves to get to a place of intimacy with the Father like never before, we too will come out through the fire of COVID-19, greater men and women of God, more anointed than ever before, able to hear from God more clearer than ever before, and being able to be a greater encouragement to others than ever before if we allow God to move in our lives. So God has a plan and a purpose for our lives through this difficult time. And expect God to intervene in a supernatural way, divinely, in your life, in body, soul, and spirit through this time. The second point is God's got a plan for your life. The third point is that God has a plan through you. God loves you. God has a plan for you, but God has a plan through you as well. Matthew chapter 5, verse 14 to 16, the scripture says, "You are the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father." In a time like this, where people are inundated with bad news on social media and all sorts of conflicting and confusing topics and ideas and opinions that have no possibility of encouraging us and pointing us in the right direction, may we encourage ourselves with God's word that says he's made us to be like a lamp and a bright light that's placed on a hill, not placed under a table or hidden away in somebody's house. In the same way, let our good deeds shine for all to see so that they may praise our Heavenly Father. We have a unique opportunity to share the life and the love of Jesus as we've experienced it personally in our lives with others. Folks, there's people in the world right now all over that do not have a hope, have nothing to look forward to like we do, that have no positive outcome, have no reason to want to live. There's folks whose lives have been ripped apart by traumatic circumstances and experiences even before coronavirus became as widely spread as it is today. And we've got the opportunity to share the life and the love of Jesus with those people. And we said last week that yes, this coronavirus epidemic is serious. And we discussed this with each other the last time we got together in church last week, that there's a greater pandemic that is facing mankind. And that's the pandemic of fear and unbelief that cripples people more so than any other virus can cripple people. And that's the pandemic of fear and unbelief. And God is an antidote for that. The completed work of Jesus Christ on the cross. And the antidote is God's word that we have freely available to us on an everyday basis for us to meditate on day and night, so that we can have the antidote for the fear and unbelief. And we got a perfect opportunity to share that with a world that desperately needs hope. Jesus called his disciples to himself. And in the scripture, we read that he prepared them and gave them warnings as to what they can experience and what waits for them as they go out and share this message of the good news of the kingdom of heaven with people. And he told them, he said in Matthew 10 and verse 28, he said, "Do not be afraid of those who want to kill your body. They cannot touch your soul. Fear only God, who can destroy both soul and body in hell." And the reality is that this virus has the ability to destroy our bodies. And there's various rumors and discussions on social media and on the internet about what's causing it and where it started and how it can and cannot be cured. And folks, there's a lot of things, I don't have the answers for all of that. But what I do know is that God's word will prevail above all of that. As heaven and earth passes away and life as we know it, truthfully speaking, is never, ever going to be the same again. People are speaking about the start of all sorts of interesting things in our lives that's going to change the way we move. But the truth is that God has an antidote for all of us. And there's promises in his word to get us through these difficult times, whether we feel like it or not. The truth of God's word will get us through these things. And I'm not playing down the fact that we've lost many, many souls to this tragic disease. And the reality is that many more people will be lost to this disease as well. But my encouragement to you is that we can focus on the positive things that are coming out of this. We saw video clips this week where people in Brazil that are confined to their buildings are singing to each other across the buildings, and they're singing encouraging songs like because he lives, I can face tomorrow, because he lives, all things can be made new. Where have we ever seen that happening before? So God can use this time to bring positive things out of this, and we have a unique opportunity to be salt and light in a critical time in our history, in this nation, to our friends and family, to really let the light and love of Jesus Christ shine through. So in summary, for us to be able to say, it is well with my soul, what do we need to do? Remind ourselves of the promises in God's word that will never change. Remind yourself that God loves you. Remind yourself that God has a plan for you. And remind yourself that God has a plan through you. I'd like us to do something practical this morning and say to yourself, it is well with my soul. Can I ask you to do that, please? To take that simple step and say, it is well with my soul. Why can you say that? Folks, I want to encourage you. You can say that is because God loves you. He sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross to prove that to you. And he's got a plan and a purpose for your life. Maybe this virus has hit a little bit closer to home than most folks. Maybe you're watching and listening to this morning and you've been diagnosed with a virus and you've sensed a sense of fear and doubt and unbelief creep into your mind. I want to encourage you to stop it in its tracks in the name of Jesus. And you speak the true life-giving promises of God's word into your situation. Remind yourself that God so loved you that he sent Jesus to die for you, and that God's plans and purposes for you are to prosper you, and that you do well, and that you prosper in body, soul, and spirit. Encourage yourself with that this morning. And perhaps you're listening and watching this morning and you're not sure of your relationship with God. And dear friend, I want to encourage you with this, that regardless of what you've done in your life, that's brought you to this place in your life, God sees you and he's aware of you and he knows you and he loves you. I want to encourage you with this, that it's a simple prayer away. If you're not sure of your relationship with God and certain of your walk with God, It's a simple prayer away. I want to encourage you this morning. You simply acknowledge that you're a sinner. Acknowledge and believe that Jesus is God's Son, that He is who He says He is, that He died and gave His life on the cross for you, and that He rose again from the dead. And He's gone to be with the Father to prepare a place for you, and that His blood was shed to wash you clean and cleanse you of all your sins. And if you're not sure of your relationship with God, I want you to right there where you're watching, listening, to pray this in your heart as we pray together and say, Father God, I come to you in the name of Jesus, and I acknowledge that I'm a sinner. And I ask that you forgive me, Lord. Forgive me for sinning against you. I'm sorry for what I've done. And I want to change in my life, Lord God, not just because of Corona, but I want to live for you. I want to experience the life and the love of Jesus Christ, like untold multitudes have shared and experienced to this day. And I want you to come into my life. Jesus, I want you to be Lord of my life. I believe that you died for me. You died to save me. Thank you for paying the price for my sins. And Lord, from this moment, I want to live for you, Lord Jesus. I want to be guided by you, Holy Spirit, all the days of my life until you come and take me home. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for dying for me. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. And dear friend, if you've prayed that prayer, Scripture teaches that the Spirit of God has made your life and your spirit new and born again. And if you don't have a regular place to fellowship, I want to encourage you to stay in touch with us on this platform, on our Facebook webpage, CMA Bikers Church Vol. There's contact details on there for you to be in touch with somebody. We'd love to walk with you through this time in your life where you start following Jesus all the days of your life. We'll be in touch with you. Contact us. There'll be a number for you to reach us on. I want to encourage you, if you know folks that perhaps haven't clicked in on this Facebook broadcast this morning, to encourage them to do so. God willing, next week we'll fellowship with you again. Same time, same place on this webpage. Looking forward to spending time with you. Until such time, may Almighty God bless you and keep you. May God make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May God lift up His countenance over you and give you supernatural peace that surpasses all understanding. We love you and care for you. Take care. God bless. Looking forward to seeing you same time next week. Bye-bye.